And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 11:30. Time for round one of the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, somebody who last time we spoke to her was live from Thailand. I think she's back in Saltney now. Morning to Ange Fairweather. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, so you're back from your joint, your jollies, I should say, and you had a good time.
Yeah, it was really good. It was very different, though. Hot weather, no Christmas music, and no family.
Really?
Yeah, it was a bit surreal.
Yeah, no Christmas music. That must have been very strange.
Yeah, it was. Everything you brought up to know what Christmas is, there was none of that, so...
Right.
Yeah, it was odd.
Yeah, but a different experience, nevertheless.
Yeah, it was nice walking along the beach on Christmas Day.
Oh, I bet it was, And a lot warmer than it would have been over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Now, we haven't forgotten about the fact that you are going to come into the studio in the next few weeks and ask the questions, and Gavin Matthews and myself are going to answer them. We've had to postpone that, but we will sort that out in the next couple of weeks, so looking forward to that.
Okay.
Right, so it's your turn to answer the questions today. The usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. If you don't know what the answer is, as you know, you can say pass and move on. So good luck, as always, and here they come. Who was the lead singer with Tubeway Army?
Barry Newman.
Who wrote and recorded the original version of Spirit in the Sky?
Norman Greenbaum.
Which group reached the charts in 1990 with Groovy Train?
Happy Mondays.
Mother and Child Reunion was a hit in 72 for which singer and songwriter?
That was Paul Simon.
Who won a Grammy Award for Record of the Year with Another Day in Paradise?
Phil Collins.
Which member of the Buggles produced Frankie Goes to Hollywood? Who sang the Bond theme, The Living Daylights?
Aha.
Which drink was We All Have the Time in the World used to advertise?
Pepsi.
Complete the title of this Thunderclap Newman hit, Something in the...
Sky.
In which film is Huey Lewis's song The Power of Love featured?
Back to the Future.
And what was the name of the BBC TV programme hosted by David Jacobs? It was a music programme.
It goes back
a long way, this one.
David Jacobs? Mm. Never heard of that. No, I'm trying to think. Was it The tube, it's not, but that's all I could think of.
So, the tube, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the tube, but it was worth having a guess, and that was well before your time, and almost before my time, I think. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions right this morning. So not your best score, but there were some tricky ones there, weren't there?
Yeah.
Right, let's go through them. The first one, I know you'll kick yourself when I tell you the answer. Which group reached the charts in 1990 with Groovy Train? You said the Happy Mondays, so you were in the right area, but it was actually The Farm that had a hit with that.
Yeah.
The next one was a tricky one. I definitely wouldn't have got this right. Which drink was we have all the time in the world used to advertise? That apparently was Guinness. Now, I never knew that. Complete the title of the Thunderclap Newman hit. It was actually Something in the Air.
Yeah, I thought of that after it said Sky.
Yeah, it was worth a guess, though. And the name of the TV music programme hosted by David Jacobs, it was called Jukebox Jury. And what used to happen is they played some brand new singles and they had famous people in the studio who had to decide whether they were going to be hits or misses. A big programme in its day, but well before your time. But thanks for taking part anyway, 7 out of 11. We'll see if that's a winning score in an hour's time. And we look forward to having you in the studio to ask the questions sometime in the next few weeks.
Perfect. Can I just say happy birthday to my besties, Joe and Phil?
All right. Happy birthday to them. Excellent.
Thank you, Dave.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Ange.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye. So 7 out of 11 with no passes at all. Do you think you can beat that score? If you do, get in touch now, Chester 391063, and you could be on the radio in 55 minutes' time.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:32. Time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. We heard Ange Fairweather an hour ago, but I'm not going to tell you her score, because Lindsay Davis, who's contestant number two, deliberately didn't listen. So I'm not going to spoil it by telling her what the score is. But we'll say good afternoon to Lindsay now. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Now, what have you been up to? Because it seems ages since we spoke to you.
Yeah. Just things been getting in the way. Just been busy over Christmas and New Year, and finally just settled back down into it. So
excellent.
Taking it easy now.
Well done. Yeah. So you had a good Christmas and New Year then.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. What was the highlight of it? If you sort of look back on Christmas 2023, what's the thing that stands out for you? Would you say?
Getting to see my brother actually before Christmas, because we don't always see each other much, so that's really
nice. Fantastic. Good. Right, so I say, I'm not going to tell you how Ange got on this morning. We'll leave that until you've done your questions. So the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that Ange didn't pass on any of her questions at all. Right, okay then. Good luck, and here they come. Who had a hit in the 70s with a song called When I'm Dead and Gone?
Elton John.
Complete the title of this James Bond theme. Nobody
does it better.
Who wrote the lyrics for the Oscar-winning song Born Free?
Pass.
Who had a hit in 1962 with Bobby's Girl?
Helen Shapiro, I know that.
Who recorded the song The Most Beautiful Girl in 1974?
Rod Stewart.
You're going to go for Rod Stewart on that. Which Scottish comedian was in The Humble Bums with Jerry Rafferty?
Pass.
Who had a hit in 1990 with Downtown Train?
Oh dear.
Who sang the theme tune to the James Bond film Moonraker?
God, Shirley Bassey.
And which group was Phil Lynott the lead singer of?
Thin Lizzy.
Right, yeah. Now, when you said Shirley Bassey, I'm sure you just threw that out in the hope it was right. And in fact, that one was, so well done. Right, but they didn't go your way. And once again, there were quite a few that was about events that happened before your time. But anyway, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. You passed on 3 of those questions, and you got 1, 2, 3 questions right, so not your best score.
Never mind.
And
the 70s in there.
Well, that's right.
Your ones for me, anyway.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have to write special questions for you next time, which are from the 80s and 90s, perhaps. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on, because you'll learn a bit from these. Who had a hit in the 70s with When I'm Dead and Gone? That was a duo called McGuinness Flint, who were originally members of the band Manfred Mann.
I've not heard of McGuinness Flint.
Indeed, bit of an obscure one that. Who had a hit in 1962 with Bobby's Girl? You said Helen Shapiro,
I kind of know this, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, it was a good guess, but it was actually a relative of hers, if my memory serves me correctly. She was called Susan Morn, and
Yes,
you've heard of her.
Quick enough.
No, that's the thing, isn't it? Who wrote the lyrics for the Oscar-winning song Born Free? That was the talented lyricist Don Black. And who recorded the song The Most Beautiful Girl in 1974? I thought you might say Prince, because he had a similar sounding song, but it was actually Charlie Rich. Bit of a one-hit wonder, that.
I wouldn't have got that either. I think one-hit wonders before my time are a bit more tricky.
They are tricky, indeed. Which Scottish comedian was in The Humble Bums with Jerry Rafferty? There aren't that many famous Scottish comedians. The one we were looking for was Billy Connolly. Right. And the next one I think you should have known, because this is more your era. Who had a hit in 1990 with Downtown Train? Has that come to you?
No, No.
That was Rod Stewart.
Yeah, well, I've never been a fan.
Oh, well, there you go.
Don't we?
So there's a good excuse for not getting that one right. But anyway, thanks for taking part. It's all about taking part. It's not about winning because there's no prizes anyway. But thanks for having a go, and we'll have you back in about a month's time. Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Good. Good to talk to you, Lindsay. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Bye. So they didn't go their way today. So well done to Ange Fairweather. 7 out of 11 this week's winner.